Hi, it's Aoife and Eilish from RTY. Today is the last day teaching for one of our teachers in St. Wilson's. Ms. McGrath is leaving us to take up the post of Deputy Principal in Kildare Town Community School. Before she leaves, RTY took the opportunity to speak to her about her time in St. Wilson's. What was your favourite memory throughout your years teaching at St. Wilson's?
That's a very difficult question to answer, but I'd say my fondest memories are my involvement with the school musicals, the fun walks, the Seacht na Gaeilge, the Ceilidhs, everything like that. They would definitely be my fondest memories, all the fun events with the students.
What was your worst memory here?
I'm very lucky to say I don't have a worst memory, but I do have maybe some sad memories of reflection when I look back on past pupils that have passed away. So I'd say they would be the most sad memories. But in worst memories of my teaching career in St. Wilson's, I can't actually say I have a worst memory.
Is there anything in particular that has changed since you were a student here?
Well, a lot has changed since I was a student here, because I was a student of St. Wilson's but on the Dublin Road, so I was a student of the Holy Faith Convent. So the biggest change is that we moved site. So we moved like 3 miles across Selbridge to a brand new school with no mice, with lots of heating, with computers. So that, although I have very fond memories of the old school, like, and everything I got up to there, but since been a student in St. Wilson's, I suppose we still have the same uniform but a different school.
What are you going to miss most?
I think what I'll miss most is probably my favourite time of the day, when I come in here in the mornings at around 8 o'clock and I love my cup of coffee with my close friends, when we fight over who's going to make it, but we sit back and we try to solve all the issues of the world before we get down to work for the day. So I have to say that's one of my favourite moments of the day and one of my favourite times in school.
Is there any members of staff who you'll particularly miss?
Well, I know everybody's going to be expecting a certain answer for that question, the good old Wardy. But let me see, I'd have to say I'm going to miss everybody. I have very, very good friends on the staff. I'm here 16 years, very close friends with the girls in the office as well, and with both Miss Barry and Miss Smith. So overall, I'm going to miss the whole school community. It's a huge part of my life, and I'm going to miss everybody. Thank you.
As a geography teacher, without money problems, where would you like to visit in the world?
I didn't like the way you said as a geography teacher without money problems. What are you suggesting? But anyway, if I could travel anywhere in the world, and somewhere I will travel in time, I would absolutely love to go to the base camp of Everest, and I also have a great wish to go to the Skeleton Coast in Namibia. So there are things on my to-do list, on my bucket list, and there are places I hope to visit.
As a history teacher, is there a historic figure who inspires you more so than others?
I know people will be expecting me to say things like Christopher Columbus and things like that, but I'd have to say Freddie Flintstone. I love Freddie Flintstone. Him and Barney Rubble, they remind me of two people, you know, that you might know, but I think Freddie rocks, literally. And he's the only cartoon character I can draw perfectly too. So Freddie Flintstone is it.
What is the funniest thing that you've experienced in the school?
I would say there's absolutely no one highlight, because I'm very fortunate to have quite a good and a light sense of humour. My friends know me very well, so I think every day there's an element of fun in St. Wolstan's. So I'd say every day has its funny moments, so we won't pinpoint one there.
We believe you have been to Africa with Self Help Africa and Miss Calvin Bracken. Would this have been a main highlight for your teaching career?
It definitely would be one of the highlights. Firstly, to have travelled with somebody who taught me since the age of 12, and is probably one of my first memories of St. Wolstan's, was having Miss Kavanagh Bracken as my tutor in first year. So to share an experience as such of travelling to Africa with her, to Ethiopia, was very, very special. Also, I was just so pleased to have her there to share with me the memories and to see the impact that young women have in Ethiopia, because it's a big part of who I am. I've travelled to Africa over the years, and to be able to bring some of that experience back to the school was something I'll hold dear.
Being a deputy principal in your new school, will you miss being in the classroom?
Yeah, most definitely. I'll miss being able to go in, close the door, and just escape into a different world with my students. It's something I absolutely hold dear. Maybe in September I am going to get the opportunity to still teach one or two classes in my new school so that I have that contact with the student, because what I will miss is the relationships with the students that you have. You get to know them, you see them grow, you see them mature and leave as young ladies, so I will miss that.
On behalf of staff and students here in St. Wilson's, we would like to thank Miss McGrath for her time here in the school. We would like to wish her the best of luck as Deputy Principal in her new school, and Kildare Community College's gain is definitely our loss.